Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro recharge kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
You don't get bored by baseball. Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Rappin.
What is your favorite exercise to do that you see this translates to baseball?
I mean, I'm a sucker for like bench press and like dumbbell press and stuff.
See,
I
love that.
I mean, I'm just a sucker for it.
Yeah.
I think upper body strength is underlooked a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I mean, but you know, that's coming from me, right? That's been my MO.
You had a year where you know you had over 900 OP. Like you know what works.
For sure.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean. I feel like you have to have a strong base, and then you can kind of go from there. And like you know, thankfully, I've naturally had like good swing mechanics and stuff, where I've been able to kind of pair the two when I was getting scouted and whatnot. Now, of course, I know a lot more about mechanics and biomechanics and getting my body ready the right way and what I specifically need compared to other guys. But you know, for me, like I got to get in, I got to get my dumbbell press in.
Love it.
Do that shit.
I think I told you the other, like first time we talked, like I would always ask how much do you bench?
Yeah.
Like Bogaerts would be like laughing, like bench, like what's
that? That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't think baseball players bench.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they? I don't know.
I mean, bench press is good. I've kind of leaned away from bench press a little bit. Gotten more in a dumbbell press. Just okay. Feel like the range of motion, the freedom for my shoulder to move, is just puts me in a better position. And I can get off the same way, the same rush, the same thrill,
right?
The same exhilaration. It's the same thing, you know.
Will you max out? Do you guys get back there and start screaming and yelling?
Well, they don't have dumbbells heavy enough here for me to max out. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Unfortunately.
Did Lewis have? Did they?
No.
No?
No.
What's the highest they have?
So we have 120s here. So, well, I mean, 120s are all right. But, you know, I can
what
get
would
those.
What would you need? I can get it for you. What would you need?
I can get 150s up.
150?
Yeah.
I'm going to cart some 150s in here for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean.
Next chest day.
As long as they don't, like, scream at me. I don't want you to tear
strength,
like a
pet. Strength guys are going to be like, what's this guy doing in here?
What do you got? Oh, I got a 150.
We're doing it for the TV show.
Yeah, the Netflix people should be thanking me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's good. Plenty of work at 120 pounds, you know. It, I feel like, you know, and as I've matured in the weight room, I realized, like, I don't need to load up the squat rack to 4.5 plates, 5 plates. You know, I can get adequate work in at 3 plates, doing an extra set, and working in vertical jumps or med ball throws with those exercises. You know, I can get the same, I can get off the same way. You know, the thrill is everything. The explosiveness, the quick twitch. That's why heavy weights are so good, though, is because you have to recruit your entire nervous system and every muscle fiber you have so you can get the weight up. But, you know, sometimes you don't mentally, it doesn't all kick in at a lower threshold. And that these guys have all these formulas, you know, 70% one rep max out, 80% one rep max out. You want to move it at this speed. They have calibrations, you know, ropes for the bars to see how quick they're moving and stuff. Yeah. Those are different things that we've been using a little bit this year as well. But, you know, there's different ways to do things in the weight room. And these are all just different things that
but
I've learned.
The heavyweight narrative is against... Do you find that, like, that the baseball world doesn't understand that? Like, the baseball world, for me, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, you want to do reps and you want whatever. Do you feel like it's accepted? Because what you're saying, Tyler, it makes all sense in the world to me. Do you think it's accepted?
So, yeah, I do for sure. Yeah. But, you know, it takes a heavy toll on your joints. You know, that's, you don't, you know, we're explosive athletes. We're rotational athletes. Like, we have to be able to move first and foremost. Like, we need range of motion. You know, all these pitchers or shoulder range of motions off the charts, right? So, like, that's what it takes to throw a baseball. You know, you need that range of motion. Yeah. So you get the range of motion, you get the strength, and then you go from there. I was kind of the opposite. I went strength, and then I had to train for the range of motion. But I feel like I'm in a really good spot now.
Yeah. So when it comes to working out with people, are you able to find people that work out the same, that have the same mindset as you? And because, again, it's like you're sort of an outlier when it comes to baseball players, I think. That's fair to say. You see big guys, right?
I think I do things that are catered towards me in the weight room. Hmm. You know, I don't necessarily follow the same program as the other guys would follow, but it's individualized, right?
They're cool with that. They're like,
well, they're so good in here. And, like, you know, the trainers I've been working with this offseason, they've been really good with customizing and individualizing the program to what I want to do too, right? So it, like, you know, I want to make sure I'm getting my heavyweights in first and foremost. That's what I ask. I want heavyweights, you know, that's what I want to do. Let's start a regimen. Like, how am I going to warm up the proper way? How am I going to get my body right to do this and go from there? And it really turned into, you know, a lot of intensive warm-ups, and just getting the stabilization factors are key for me.
Yeah.
So I've learned the last couple of years.
Is Duran the closest? Does he work out the same as you? I mean, going with...
Oh, JD's throwing the weight around for sure.
Yeah. I'll bring one of the 50s in for him, too.
I don't know if he could bench press 150s, though, so we'll see.
Oh, all right. Let's go.
Haven't talked to him about that yet.
I mean, come on. Let's go.
He was in there deadlifting 3 plates like it was nothing the other day, so I don't know if I'm doing that right now.
If we aren't having a bench off between you two, like, what are we doing?
Oh, you never know, right? Different things work better for different guys, so... You never know, right?
But have you played with a guy, like, he's just the example that comes to mind because he's here. Have you played with a guy that's sort of like-minded of yourself, of, you know, maybe the same sort of mentality and muscles and everything else as yourself?
No, I would say JD's closest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just in terms, you know, he's yacked, he's got the tats. You know, he's just kind of the same mentality in there. You see him getting after, I've seen him lift a couple times. He gets after it in there, so, you know, we haven't really shared the same schedule here. I like to work out early, like first thing. I get here, I like to get in. I like to warm up. I like to carry it through my lift and then take it out to my day. He likes to kind of, you know, get in, take care of his body, go to his baseball work, and then get his lift in after. So we haven't meshed like that yet.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's plenty of time during the season for
that. So when the season begins and you're playing, when do you lift? You lift after games?
Before the game.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that normal?
I don't know. I would assume so.
I don't know. I see guys lift.
I know a couple guys here like to lift after the game.
Yeah, yeah.
To each their own, right? It's whatever makes you feel better.
Yeah, again, I don't know if you know this. Sports writers don't lift before or after.
So, that's funny.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, well, I mean, it's. I just find it really interesting because going through school, going through college, going through the iterations of how people viewed baseball lifting has been so all over the place. I mean, I remember, and I'm old, I get it, but I remember they're like, oh, you don't want to lift. You know, it's like about flexibility, especially for pitchers. Now you see the pitchers walking around, they're jacked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you must have seen a lot of this, a lot of change. But it sounds like you're like, hey, listen, I like doing this. It's good for me. I'm going to prove it's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I think... Yeah, maybe in the past, lifting might have been overlooked a little bit. But for me, that's what got me into baseball, and that's what made me successful just at an early age. It got me a step ahead. You know, it made me stronger. I was able to hit the ball further. So my exit velo went up. Had to have gone up. I didn't have TrackMan or any of that shit back in the day. But I was hitting the ball further. It was coming off better. And strongly credit that to strength, just general strength.
You say get you into baseball. How so? Like lifting. I mean, which came first, lifting or baseball?
Baseball.
Really? Even with your dad, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Well, I picked up baseball late.
Yeah.
I started playing at 11. Played a year T-ball. Quit it. Wanted to play hockey instead. Picked it up again when I was 11. And then I was in the gym at 13 or 14, somewhere in there. Gave up hockey at 15 and went full-time baseball from there.
Wow.
So, yeah, everything was just catered towards getting stronger, getting bigger, getting ready for showcases.
Yeah. Have you ever competed?
No.
No? Like, did your dad ever want you to compete?
No. Baseball first.
Baseball
for
first.
For sure. You know, we never really got down those lines before.
Yeah, all right.
But it's, you know, it's in the back pocket if I want it to be. It's in my blood if I want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, how I want to play this game for as long as I can first, and then anything
yeah, I'm
after
not saying,
that,
listen,
we'll see.
It would be like, not here, off season, there you go. I'm winning trophies doing this. And
yeah, exactly.
But,
I think I would lose a little bit of range of motion for the size that I want to put on, so.
That's fair. I once saw Lou Ferrigno at a baseball game. It was. I mean,
probably something else. For
oh
sure.
Yeah. I mean, we talked before. It's like the people your dad ran into and you've run into, and I found it. It's such a discipline, man. I mean, this is here's my biggest takeaway. It's like, you're a disciplined guy. You're in any walk of life, no matter what you do. That's hugely important.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I think so. I don't know. I'm building you up. So,
no, you're right, for sure. I mean, discipline's everything, right? And that's very thankful for that to be implemented early for me. You know, it taught me a lot, and the weight room teaches you a lot about discipline as well. So,
yeah,
can't get away from it.
Well, there you go. Even though you had barbecue sauce today, I'll let it pass.
Man, that barbecue sauce is something else, too. They made it homemade in the kitchen here. It's just... Oh. The food here, I'm not over it.
Oh, really?
So good.
Better, I mean, I don't want to say better than St. Louis. Better than St. Louis?
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're in Fort Myers. Eat here. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
All right, man. Thank you.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.